Make this holiday season with the family an interactive one at the Tech Interactive in the heart of downtown San Jose, next to Christmas in the Park. Spend hours exploring fun exhibits together. Build and program your own robot. Design and ride a roller coaster. Engineer and test your own launching device and more. Immerse yourself in exciting new worlds in the largest IMAX dome screen in the West. Get tickets now at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive, where science meets fun for everyone.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
This defense is just so predictable. I mean, they're just bread and butter. There's no creativity. There's no adjusting. There's, you know, like, you've got, like, guys lined up past the sticks still for some reason. Like, it's all the same. Like, I think at this point, Maggie and I have spent the entire season, like, repeating what's wrong with this defense. And at some point, like, it is on the coordinator. And I don't think it's a lost season, right? You're not going to fire Joe Barry midseason. It feels like very unpackers like, except for, you know, their 13-year head coach and Mike McCarthy, but I'd be hard pressed to find him back next season.
Well, I don't know what you do. Like, Maurice Drayton would be maybe the most senior member of that defense now. And it's his unit that is just a complete meltdown.
Oh, you mean Jerry Gray?
Or Jerry Gray. Yeah. Sorry. It's the other coordinator who is also terrible and we thought about promoting, and Maurice Drayton also got promoted. So maybe that was a little bit of a slip in that. Like, oh yeah, he was the guy who did get promoted and that went poorly. Yeah, Jerry Gray, you're right. It's his unit that's poor. Like, they're just exchanging, like, some of your more veteran players like Rasul Douglas and Adrian Amos. These are guys who have, you know, maybe not been all pros year after year, but have been good players in this league for a long time. And if there are mistakes being made on that defense, I don't expect them to come from Amos and Douglas. And that was it last night, just simple coverage pass offs. And they're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, the communication is abysmal. Like, and you're right. I mean, it's not like there are new pieces in the secondary. You have been playing together now for at least a full season. So, and you have the same coordinator. So what's happening here? Because nothing in the scheme has changed and your personnel hasn't changed except for maybe Jair coming back from injury. But if anything, that should be boosting you because Jair is easily your best player. Sure, Savage has taken a step back, but they move him around. You bring in Ford, who's playing incredibly well.
Good juice and there. Yeah.
To me, it's like, it's just a complete, like, regression of the unit as a whole.
And defense, that just happens for defense sometimes. Like, you'll have a great year with some good turnover luck, and, like, defense is very fickle in that way. Like, sometimes they'll be great, and then you could bring back everyone, and then the next season will look very different, but they added aggressively to this defense. They retained everyone, which is hard for a team like the Packers to do with their cap situation and then the money going to quarterback. Like, it's not easy to bring back Campbell and Douglas, and they made that investment. They brought in Reed, who is a depth piece up front, and then they spent 2 first-round picks on the defense, and they got worse. Like, at the very least, they should have been able to sustain what they did last year, and they haven't even been able to do that. And I'm just, I don't know. Like, Joe Barry stinks as a coordinator. I've basically felt that all year. Like, I just think he's kind of masquerading as a defensive coordinator. He's just kind of pretending. He's like, well, I'll run the, like, kind of the gray area defense that every other coordinator does. I don't know. What do you think of Goody? Like, if you had to ask Goody about his defense and you wanted to be critical of any moves or any signings or draft picks that he's made, what would you ask him if you had him in a press conference right now?
Look, I think Goody has done everything possible to provide this defense with everything that they need. Like, respectfully, you want to say what you want about his ability to bring in offensive weapons, fine. Sure. But he has hit on lots of defensive picks. He has hit on Rashawn Gary. He has hit on, it's looking like, Quay Walker. He found Rasul Douglas off a practice squad. Jair was his very first pick. He's picked up pieces like Rudy Ford, Devondre Campbell off the street. Like, that guy clearly has a nose for defense. So for me, I'm asking him, your team has everything on paper it needs to be incredibly dominant at every level, from the front to the inside linebackers to the secondary. Why isn't it? Like, yeah. What do you see from this unit what is it missing? Because to me, it's scheme. Like, it's just not being played. Like, these guys are press man corners. Like, this is a group of guys who can be incredibly aggressive, who have good hands, who are freak athletes, because that's all that Goot picks, is just these freak RAS athletes, and they still look soft. And that's on the coordinator too.
They're confident. This is something that I feel with Jair and like most number one corners in the league. And maybe you agree, like, you're a big defensive back, but we've always talked about defensive backs. Like, number one corners are just wired a little differently. Like, they're kind of nuts. Like, they're just kind of a little insane. And I feel like to really tap into that and make use of that, you need to allow them to go 1v1 versus the other team's best. Sometimes, not every play. Like, obviously, that's not realistic. But it's the same in the NBA. Like, if you really want your best player to get dialed in and kind of tap into that insanity, kind of just irrational confidence, you need to put them in a position for that to come out. And I feel like floating Jair and Rasul Douglas around in space and zone, they're going nuts. I feel like they're going nuts because they want to talk trash and they want to jack up a guy and they want to be the way that defensive backs want to be. And you don't tap into that when you play them like this. So you're wasting that.
I completely agree. I couldn't have said it better, because I look at a player like what the Rams have done with Jalen Ramsey, mm-hmm. and the way that they move him around and just like tap into all of his incredible athletic gifted skills. And you watch Jalen Ramsey make plays all over the place. And I'm like, Jair could do all of that. Jair is fully capable of doing everything Jalen Ramsey is able to do for the Rams. And yet he can't, because he isn't being asked to. And you can't just have a player go rogue, right? He has to play within the scheme. Otherwise, he's going to screw it up for everybody else that's on the field. And he's certainly not going to do that for the rest of his team.
Well, I think with Joe Barry, what's frustrating is, look, the too high defense, it's what the entire NFL is running. So that's not a bad starting point. I don't necessarily blame Joe Barry for saying, okay, we want to keep the lid on the defense. We want to rush with four and try to get pressure home. I get the bare bones of this defense and the foundation and kind of the methodology he's following. What frustrates me, and it's a bummer because it sucks the fun out of the game, is there's no creativity. Like, there's no vision. In 2022, like, the NFL has finally caught up to the NBA, and that we're throwing rules out the window. Like, Deebo Samuel doesn't need to be a running back or a wide receiver. He can be whatever we want. We can make up our own position for him because he's on our team and we can do whatever. We can play positionless football. So Joe Barry's given just this treasure trove of all of these different types of players at every level, right? Here's a couple different safeties. They all do different things. Some are experienced, some are young. Here's a couple linebackers. Here's a couple corners. Like, he's got depth at every position. And he just has no imagination with how to use this treasure trove of resources. It's like if you're a financial advisor and someone just gives you a pile of money and they're like, be risky, do whatever you want. And you're like, I'm going to put it all in savings bonds. It's like, well, that's, you might make a couple of bucks. Like, yeah, okay, that'll work. But there's no ingenuity there. There's no creativity. There's no vision. And that's Joe Barry. And it just sucks the fun out of this defense. It should be a really fun unit, and it's not.
Yeah. And I think the guys want to have fun and they're like, we suck. Like, yeah. They're so self-aware too. And Rasul's like, yeah, I don't know. We suck because we suck.
Like, keep doing the same thing every week and it's not working. Yeah. Of course.
And the craziest thing is, I think they beat the Cowboys because of some of the creativity that they did in that unit last week, right? You saw them move Savage into the slot with certain looks. And then if they needed to bring in Rudy Ford, they did that so he could play deep. And then Savage would move back and Amos would go down into the box into that like hybrid linebacker role that he plays so well. And there was all this movement happening and it messed Dak Prescott up. And this was a better passing unit. I mean, a way better team, like maybe the same record, but way, way better team with better weapons. And they were able, sure, CD got his looks. He beat Ja on a big play. Fine, he's going to do that. He's a true number one receiver. Tony Pollard got his, but they were able to stop this team because they were disguising coverages and being creative and bringing Savage on blitzes and bringing Quay Walker on blitzes. And then you go into a game where theoretically this defense should be playing harder and better against a worse unit. And it's like they played down to their competition.
Yeah. Just try stuff, Joe Barry. Like, why not try Jair Alexander in this spot doing these things today? Like, there should be a game where it's like, you know what? Quay Walker should, like, rush off the edge a bunch. Like, why not? Because as a defensive coordinator, you have to view it this way. We're going to give up points either way. Like, NFL offenses are too good. This is the way the game is designed. We're going to give up a baseline number of points. We're not going to shut anybody out. Nobody's shutting anybody out anymore. the running the football is basically free yards. Every team is doing it. I thought NFL Live did a long piece on it. And like, it's very clear, like power running game is just working right now. So you're going to give up a baseline number of yards and a baseline number of points. Try stuff. And if it doesn't work, okay, you were probably going to give up that touchdown anyways. If it happens all in one play, whatever, you went for it. And it's just, they're playing not to lose constantly instead of saying, hey, we have all this talent. We've invested in this unit. We have a margin for error because we have a great quarterback. Let's try some stuff and maybe be inventive and try different things with all these great players. And they just don't. And it's a boring like team to watch because of that. They're not flying around. They're not excited to play defense.
So we'll see who gets brought in, because there's no way they don't make a change this offseason. If nothing other than like someone's got to get scapegoated. And I think he's an easy one.
I feel like we're at that point this week. Like,
you think so?
Well, they lost five in a row. Like, you don't lose five in, I don't know. It's like in baseball, like the Phillies, they fire their manager just because it gets to the point where it's like, I don't even know that we want to fire Joe Girardi. We just kind of have to. Like, if things are going so south, and I don't know, lose five in a row. I'm surprised that nobody got cut. I think maybe Joe Barry could have been on the block. The problem was in the Detroit game, like the offense was worse.
Right.
So Matt LaFleur couldn't come out on Monday and be like, hey, I'm going to fire my defensive coordinator. Oh, yeah, my unit scored 9 points on a historically bad defense, but I'm going to fire. No.
Yeah.
So he has.
And they couldn't do it after the Cowboys game because they won.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.